Welcome and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 62. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We're doing part two of Rome's Antichrist agents that are claiming to be United States federal government agents. We have letters here. But right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we ask that you anoint this service with your outward anointing, the anointing, of course, for the ministry. Let everything that's being said be driven by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit open up spiritual minds and eyes and the ears to receive the things that are going to be said in this program and for the benefit of the people that are lost in the world and for the benefit of the naive Christian church. And you know, Lord, that when I say Christian church, I don't mean Catholic. They are the biggest enemy to Christianity that ever happened. I just was watching the History Channel where they keep calling Catholics on their crusades where they were ordered to murder people. They kept calling them Christians, and they are not Christians. And this is one of the reasons, Father, of course, I'm not telling you anything. I'm just saying this because of the hearers, that a lot of the Jews do not want to be saved because they think Catholics are Christians. And they're our biggest enemy. They're the biggest enemy. And now they have come up with a one-world church and one-world government and the United Council of Churches, to where now people don't believe if they are united with Rome that they are part of that Antichrist organization. And also government agents, just because they call themselves United States agents, they know full well that they don't pay any attention to the U.S. Constitution, and they know that they're actually at war in this country with these agents that are against the United States patriotic people. And people have been deceived, as your word says, Father, that the whole world will be deceived in the last days. And we know that we're in the very last days because of the plagues. And now we see movies that are being done that are mocking Christians, saying that we're using these plagues that are coming down on earth as a means to build our ministry. I and my late wife Susie have been preaching these things for over 41 years myself, and she was preaching them 25 years before me. And we're not saying these things to build our ministry at all. We're doing it to warn the people of the world. They say it's global warming. Well, God set up global warming. Doesn't make any difference what you want to call it, but it's God said in His Word that it's a wrath. His wrath that's coming down upon the earth to destroy the people that are not receiving His word. And so if people want to believe the people that make movies, they're a very sorry lot. If they want to believe people that are with the media, which is another very sorry lot, and most of these films are made by satanic people that would come against the Bible and make mock of people that are preaching the end time. And they always make the people that are in the movies look like very unscrupulous people, and they're just driven to make money. We haven't asked for money in the media for around 41 years. All I'm saying is if people are saved and they believe in our message, then do it, because we're not preaching anything other than the Bible. And the things that we're preaching are occurring right before the eyes of the people in this world. You'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to be able to see these things. And it certainly is not global warming. What it is there are so many other things that God is doing. Is the diseases that God is causing people to have global warming, has that got to do with that? Has cancer got to do with global warming? Or has leukemia or heart trouble have to do? No, it's sin. And all the other things, us Jews being saved and us preaching the gospel in the end times, just like the Bible said,
Was that caused because global warming? No, it was because God gave us supernatural experience. He did with me. And I saw these things. I saw the Lord himself appear before me. And I know that that wasn't caused by global warming. And I left my career. I own a Beatles album, and I've never put that Beatles album out because of the fact that the Lord doesn't want me to, and he wanted me to show the world that I'm not in the ministry for money, so I'm not trying to get your money at all. I'm telling you the truth. And I have other masters and all sorts of other means of finances that I could be involved with if I wanted to make money. I wouldn't put up with the dirty, filthy, rotten lies that the people in this world, the Antichrist cult, government, and media have told about me for all the money in the world. I'm doing it because I believe in the Lord, and I've seen him. If I hadn't had all these visions, it's a strong possibility that I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't been dealt with by the Spirit, if the Lord hadn't pulled the breath in and out of me in that office in Beverly Hills. If all the things that he's done to me wouldn't have happened, well, maybe I would be as lost out there as you. And that's why I'm not railing on you. That's why I'm having mercy on the people, even those that have lied about me in the courtrooms and even the government and the media that has lied, because those people have souls. The people in the government and those that are in the hierarchy of the Vatican, I have mercy on them. And that's why I'm preaching the gospel to them. We don't want to hurt you. We want to help you. We want to lead you to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you open their spiritual understanding, the spiritual man that is within them, because all of us have the outer body and the inward body, and I pray that you enlighten them with your spirit through your vessel here, that they will be saved and that the church will be strengthened and raised up on higher ground. In Jesus' name I pray. And we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the first letter from?
From Malawi, Africa.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dear sir, Pastor Tony Alamo, thank you very much for your kindness. You have sent me gospel cassettes, which I have received. Thank you very much, and many, many people come to my house to listen to the cassettes and repent from their sins. So please, Pastor, would you please send me Bibles for these people who have repented? And also they need literature to support them to read so they can know the Word of God easily. So please, Pastor, send Bibles and literature quickly because the people are waiting. Thank you, Pastor Malsina from Malawi, Africa.
Well, now, these people didn't get saved through global warming, did they?
No.
They got saved from listening to the gospel. And those of you that have Bibles, if you listen to these tapes, and read the Bible, you'll get saved too, and it won't have anything to do with global warming. Amen?
Amen?
Or any other thing that's going on in the world. This is a spiritual matter that we're talking about, not anything that is physically happening with the world. The world is going to go on fire one of these days. That's where the real global warming is going to come from, is when the Lord ignites the whole world. And you want to read the Bible and seek the Lord and listen to these tips before that happens, because after that happens, if the news media were still alive and the cult, the Roman Catholic cult, United Council of Churches, the One World Churches, United Nations, and all these Antichrist organizations were around, they'd still say it was global warming. But I'll tell you, God is the one that's causing that global warming. That's not a natural thing. God said this would happen, and it's happening. And he also says, if you hear the gospel, you'll have faith, because you'll see the things that he said would happen in the last days happening right before your very eyes. And if you ask Christ to come into your heart with the Father by the Spirit, you'll be saved. And so these people are being saved by hearing the gospel, not global warming. They know that global warming is coming real soon. The warming is going to be so hot, the fire is going to be so hot, it's going to melt the very elements. I mean, the neutrons, protons, the air is going to just melt. You see waves of it just melting on fire. The air will be on fire. All right, where's the next letter?
Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay.
Dear World Pastor, Calvary greetings to you, and may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you. Pastor, I am very enthusiastic when I had my reply from you. Now I have, at long last, accepted Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, as my Savior, through the newsletters. Formerly, I was in the typical darkness, but after reading through your literature entitled The Messiah, I have now known the real light. The newsletters you sent have been distributed peacefully and successfully, especially to the pagans who are now willing to serve God. Because of this, they are winning many souls in Ghana here. I wish to request 15 copies of the Messiah and 20 newsletters and some Bibles, as others need them badly. And through the newsletters, I share to my colleagues, you and the ministry as well, have become very famous. As through you, I have seen the light. I don't want to go to the darkness again. So I will be very happy if you will please kindly and mercifully send me some magazines and songs on tape and preachings too. May God Almighty richly bless your ministry. Yours in Christ, Francis, from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
It's so important for people to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so many preachers are preaching, well, you know, get your inner self right, know who you are, and be a good person. They're not preaching anything about forget self. Your self must die out, and you must become one with Christ. You must take on His mind. You must put on the mind of Christ, and you must put on the fullness of the body of Christ, the fullness of the stature of Christ, and forget about self. Give your whole self unto the Lord. These other people are saying, you'll prosper, and you got to learn how to talk to people, and don't just smile at people and say that I like you and everything, and inside be saying, I really don't like you. I don't like the way you dress. I don't like the way you comb your hair. You're ugly. You're not bright. And then smiling and saying, come on over to my house for dinner sometime. Then you're praying at the same time, oh God, don't let them accept my invitation. This is the kind of thing they're preaching rather than these hurricanes, these earthquakes. The disease is rampant. Get ready to shape up with the power of God within you for the tribulations who are in tribulations. This is not global warning. This is the actual fulfillment of Bible scripture. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, let's begin part two of this Rome's Antichrist government agents that are claiming to be United States agents. We actually are now under subjection, this country, to Roman canon law. They're the ones that want the Bible taken out of schools, the prayer taken out of schools. I was watching the History Channel. They were saying that they were Christians and they had the Crusades to kill anybody. And if you kill people to preserve the, quote, Christian, what they mean is Catholic, and it was the Catholic Crusades, then you'll be able to be forgiven for all your sins if you'll kill everyone that's not Catholic. And if you'll just go into the Crusades, you'll actually go to heaven as well. This is totally opposite of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that's why it's so dangerous to have these Roman Antichrist agents running our country and the people that are in the White House calling the shots, because they were the actual ones that stated for the, quote, supposed to be United States agents to go and kill these born-again Christians that were at Waco. They thought that the U.S. Constitution was still intact and that it's permissible to own firearms. Now, we don't have any firearms at all, but naturally, you know, a person that isn't as deep in the Lord as we are thinks it's okay to have a gun because the U.S. Constitution says so. But you have to remember that this is no longer the U.S. Constitution. The popes all say to hell with the U.S. Constitution. So you got to know that they're totally ignoring the U.S. Constitution and ignoring God. And so there's no such thing as virtue anymore. It's just like we're corrupt and we want a corrupt world and we don't want any preachers telling us what the moral law is. We don't want any preachers or teachers or anyone that's holding up the bloodstained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ and talking about surrendering our lives unto Him and that there's a heaven and a hell, because they're so utterly carnal and God has sent them strong delusion that they actually believe these things. And there's no way to get them out of that if we don't preach the gospel. If God has sent them strong delusions, no one can take those delusions away from them. So the Bible says that we're like sheep among wolves. And we have to be careful that we walk in the Spirit, because these people will actually kill you if you don't. And they're definitely at war against the U.S. citizens, the ones that believe in God, the ones that believe in the U.S. Constitution. And that's what this piece of literature is all about. So they're anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-Bible, anti-the Word of God. And this is why God is pouring His wrath out now, because people are believing that garbage And we're praying that your spiritual eyes and ears will be opened up and that you'll receive the gospel of truth, because it's the only possible way that humans, anybody, can enter the kingdom of God, is to believe the gospel. And there's only one gospel, and there's no private interpretation of it. It means exactly what it says. No adulterer, no fornicator, no effeminate, no homosexual, no lesbian shall enter the kingdom of heaven, no liar, no thief, no drunkard. And you can be drunk on uppers, downers, inners, outers, sniffing glue, gas, taking any kind of these pills to get you high, marijuana. If you're drunk on any substance, there's no way that you can enter into the kingdom of God. Okay, so let's continue on here.
Continuation of Peeler speaking.
This is John Peeler, who was a federal agent. We'll get you back on track here. He saw a piece of literature that I had written entitled Another Pearl Harbor, which you can listen to on my website. And he knew it was the truth, and so he called us and wanted to give his testimony of how he took part in the federal building bombing in Oklahoma City. And they were recruiting him to go and kill all those Christians and the babies and the mothers and dads. FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and also several other agencies he was an undercover man for. He also was recruited to help out with the bombing of the World Trade Center. And many people in government have called me and said, Tony, you've only touched the surface, just the tip of the iceberg. These people are far more corrupt than even you're saying. I'm talking about people, and there are actual documentaries on television now where you can see the people that are over in Iraq stating that we don't want to be here. These people love their country as much as we love ours, and we'd get really ticked off if they came over here and started trying to tell us to do things their way. And of course they're fighting us, and of course they're wanting to kill us, because they have their beliefs and we have ours. Now, I don't go along with their beliefs, but what the Lord says for us to do is to preach the gospel to them, and they'll get saved. And you can hear by the different testimonials of people that were Muslim, and they've read my literature or heard one of my gospel tapes, and they were saved. And that's the way to conquer Iran, Iraq, or any Arabic country, or anybody here in the United States, even the people in the federal government that took part in these crimes. So, if you are part of this Antichrist regime, well, just listen and learn. And I believe that you're a young man, young boys. You don't even know what's going on yet. And that's why the Lord has called me, to let you know that this is not the United States government. And you're not patriotic if you are doing what Rome is telling you to do. As a matter of fact, you've become Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
If it was the United States government the way it was, and the way that the U.S. Constitution says for it to be, I'm for that 100%. I am like a Yankee Doodle Dandy over here. Wasn't born on the 4th of July. I was born on the 20th of September, but I might as well have been born on the 4th of July, because I am that patriotic. I love this country, and I don't like it being invaded by these people that are destroying our own people, that hate Christians, they hate God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, they hate the Word of God, they hate the Bible. They're doing everything in the world to contaminate it, and I despise the things that they're doing, but I'm trying to win their souls. And that is what the Lord calls true love. Okay, so let's go now.
There were three people that I refused to target, assassinate, and trap and frame for the government. They tried to frame me and were unsuccessful, so they framed my youngest son for murder, and he's doing life without parole in a prison. A company from California came to the prison where he was at to do a movie about him. They had permission there at that prison, Grady, Arkansas, at Varner. So the night before they came, they transferred him to another prison, and that was at Brickies, Arkansas, in the northeast corner of Arkansas. Now, I'm not blaming Tony Alamo. He didn't have anything to do with it. It's all my involvement with the government and stuff that messed the whole thing up. You know what I'm saying, Bill?
Oh, I would have loved to have them done an expose on that. That wouldn't be anything to do with me. And since I've put up this expose here, I've had many people from prison tell me, and I've helped them out as well, that have been placed in prison on false charges. Okay, go ahead.
For example, Bill Buford and Glenn Jordan, two of the agents that were with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms out of the TCBY building in Little Rock, I worked a lot with them. Peeler said that Buford, his boss, was the one who was pictured on the roof in the film clip at Waco, where he put his machine gun into the window and murdered his three fellow officers. The film then shows a bullet coming from one of his fellow officers through the outside wall and hitting Buford on his helmet. It knocked him out for a couple of seconds. Buford got up, slid down the roof, and went down the ladder.
And then they blamed the death of those three agents that the agent killed on Koresh, David Koresh and his people. And they never killed him at all. It was the federal government man that killed his actual three other federal government men. So it goes to show how dirty and filthy they are. They have the spirit of Satan. There's nothing but dirt and filth in these people. They need to be washed in the blood of Jesus of all these sins, and they need to repent, and then everything will be fine. Everything they did in the past will be drowned in the sea of God's forgetfulness, and they'll have the power, when the Spirit of God enters into them, they'll have the power to keep the commandments of the Lord. Okay, then what?
David Koresh and his followers were blamed for that, but Peeler said Buford did it.
It shows it right on tape where the federal agent is killing his own fellow men, three of them. And definitely the media said that it was Koresh's people that did it. I wrote this piece of literature how long ago?
2003.
2003, almost 3 years ago. Okay, then what?
I, Tony Alamo, have sent tapes of this very incident not only to the American media and press, but even out of the country. Recently, I've seen one of the Waco tapes on TV, but that tape doesn't show what Peeler said Buford did to his fellow officers.
No, he took it out, but I have that tape, and I don't know why they cut that part out. It's because they're afraid that the federal officers come over and kill them or burn their radio or TV station down. That's what it is. Okay, then what?
However, it may be possible to get a copy of the tape from the place I got my copy. There are several videotapes, but the only one that shows who Peeler said is Buford shooting the three officers is entitled Waco the Big Lie. Mount Carmel Survivors Memorial Fund, P.O. Box 120, Axtell, that's A-X-T-E-L-L, Texas, 76624.
I think it's very cheap, too. I think it's about $10 or something. You'll see this man actually assassinating his own people. They crawl into this window on the second floor. He sticks his machine gun in there, or an Uzi, I think it is, and he just sprays the room with it, and then here comes a bullet right out the wall and hits the man on the helmet, and he knocks him out for a little bit, then he wakes up and slides down the ladder. And they're all dead in there, and the media made it look, the satanic mouth of Satan, the media made it look like David Koresh's people did that. What a lie. The Catholics, again, this is their major crusade, trying to make Christians look like them. We don't believe in these kind of things. We don't have any weapons. We're just preaching the gospel. That's the greatest weapon in the world. And you'll see that there are literally millions of souls that are being saved from this work of mine that the Lord has called me to do. You know, people are so refreshed to hear the truth.
Amen.
They love it. And they think, but who has the chutzpah to preach it? But, you know, what I do is because I have so much more fear of God than I do people. I have more fear of God than I have of dying. I have more fear of going to hell than I have of dying. I don't mind dying. I just don't want to go to hell after I die. But I know where I'm going, and so I don't worry about it. But how many people can you find like that? Not many. Mum's the word, they say. Keep your lips zippered. I've been threatened by these federal agents so much. For years, they tell the people that are in my church, if you keep following Tony Alamo's messages and things, you're going to be as full of bullet holes as he is going to be. Well, they haven't filled me full of bullet holes yet. Okay, that was around 20 years ago. And they've been saying that for 41 years. Now, I'm not thumbing my nose or sticking my tongue at them and inviting them to shoot me. That would be really foolish. I don't have to invite them to say things like that. They say it all the time. And that's why so many cowards are afraid to come to my church, because they figure, surely he's going to get it. But they don't realize that until the time it is that the Lord is going to take me home, I'm going to still be preaching this gospel. All right? And if you were that true to the Lord, he would also do the same for you. He's no respecter of persons. If you've got the holy boldness, which is actually more fear of God than the people, that's why the most important thing is to fear God. Now, a lot of preachers say that we're not supposed to fear God. We're supposed to reverence him. Well, I fear him, and there's people that feared him so much that their knees smote together. We fear God because he is a terrorist. He is a bigger terrorist than the people that they claim are terrorists. Greater terrorists than the people in the White House. Now, that's pretty bad. You know, they're pretty bad terrorists, and the Rome, but God is a bigger terrorist than them. And you can see what he did to some of these cities recently. And that's just a little wake-up call to people, because what he's going to do with the seven plagues in the book of Revelation dwarfs everything that he's done so far. And he doesn't say that it's from global warming, okay? You better get these cobwebs out of your brain that the Antichrist is placing there. All it's doing is just making you more and more stupid. Okay, go ahead.
If the media and press are not Satan's mouth, why do they cover up all the millions of things that the Vatican government, which has infiltrated the American government, is doing? The Catholic-controlled news media, the propagandists, still continue to call David Koresh a murderer, when in fact the Pope's goons are the murderers. They still continue to say he murdered those three federal government agents and others, when in fact they murdered them, and they still continue to say he was a cult leader, when in fact the Pope is not only the cult leader, but is the one who has ordered the many atrocities that we see in the world today. Audio tapes and books show clearly that David Koresh was no cult leader, but a Bible-believing Seventh-day Adventist preacher.
I see that our time is up, so make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And, Lord, I will read your word, and I will keep your word. I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 62.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you, or you'll hear of me tomorrow if you tune in. Praise God.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.